Hi, I'm Sean Walsh.
And I'm Hillary Walsh. Welcome to Let's Get Rich. This is a podcast for entrepreneurs who are growing law firms so that they can live rich lives and leave rich legacies.
In each episode, we'll provide action steps to help you get unstuck, beat distraction, and find freedom.
Let's get rich.
Let's get rich. How you doing?
I'm good. We just did our new routine of 10 push-ups before podcast to bring up our energy level, so that's fun.
I did 12.
Oh, you're such a one-upper. I hate you for that.
It was only because you were filming me, so I had to throw in a few extra. Hard.
Well, and I had to hurry and get my camera out because I was like, this is just funny to see you basically in a suit doing push-ups. And I realized I started it, but it's still funny.
It's not really made for push-ups. There's a lot of restriction in
it's
here.
It's just because your muscles are so big.
That must be the reason.
You got a broad back.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing when you're a man. Not such a good thing when you're a lady.
Here we are.
Today we're going to talk about why you should create a high-end experience for your clients, why you not just should, because I hate that word, why you ought to, why you must do this. You got to create a high-end experience for your clients. Do it.
Why you would want to.
Right? Why we just came am I off, out of breath?
I know, right? We just came off of a really amazing event this weekend, creating a high-end experience with an onboarding process for our clients. And so I think now is a good time to talk about a high-end experience because I really think from what I saw on Saturday, we really exceeded a lot of expectations.
Yeah, people who were really excited, people who talked about like, oh, I've been to so many different law firms. I've never seen anything like this before. We'll do a whole other, I know I keep saying that, I said this last time, we'll do a whole other podcast on our new hire orientation process after we've done it a little bit because I want to be able to share like what people like the roadmap, the cheat sheet, whatever you want to call it. But I feel like if you've only done it one time and just because it went well that one time, do you really have a cheat sheet or do you just have like, this worked once, it's like a fluke.
Yeah, we'll take the W on it, but for sure.
It was a W.
We're gonna refine the process.
So the three things that you, how to and why you should create a high-end experience, I wanna headline them and then let's dive deep.
Yeah, the first one though, I think, if you use the quote, and I'm pretty sure it's Maya Angelou.
It is.
I'm not 100% certain, but she says, people will not remember you by your actions and they will not remember you by your words, but they will remember you by the way you made them feel.
And we want to change people's lives. And the easiest, cheapest, simplest, most life-giving, loving way to do that is by helping people have a really good feeling. And that's by giving them a high-end experience. And then the second reason you should create a high-end experience is
that your clients are wanting and longing for respect. They want to be respected. It's human nature. It's part of who we all are. And oftentimes, people don't feel that when they're approaching the situation from a position of vulnerability, and they want to feel treated in a humane and respectful way.
Yeah. And last but not least, it's because it's, in my opinion, my moral judgment of my own business is it's the moral right thing to do is to give your clients a high-end experience.
Yeah. And we strive to always do the right thing and what we believe the right thing to be.
Yeah. So let's jump right in. When you think about creating a high-end experience, I remember the very first time that like we stayed at a Ritz-Carlton. I remember the first time. I'm actually a Four Seasons girl. Four Seasons is more better for me than even the Ritz-Carlton. And I'm sure that there are even fancier, more high-end experiences out there, even beyond the Four Seasons. But I'm like Four Seasons for life. Once I get into something, I really latch onto it. And I really love the Four Seasons because when you go in there, like the entire experience is to create an experience. I think this actually dovetails a little bit into the book that you're reading right now that I have really enjoyed as well. And you can tell us about that.
Yeah. Unreasonable Hospitality.
Will Guidara.
By Will Guidara. Really great book. Highly recommend it so far. Hillary recommended it to me, and I am now in the process of reading it. But the premise of the book is building a really high-end experience and being unreasonable with your hospitality. And he differentiates service from hospitality. So far, it's been a great book.
Yeah. And so what he talks about when he talks about distinguishing between customer service and I think that when we really think about what is a high-end experience, maybe if you're struggling to wrap your mind around like, well, what is a high-end experience? go to the Four Seasons, stay for a weekend, let them know that it's some fake holiday or fake celebration that you're having. Like if it's, you don't have to wait until your anniversary or wait until you're having a birthday or whatever. Just say that it's because you, I don't know, like you had a great month, you know, or whatever. Let them know, let the concierge know, or let someone know when you're checking in or when you're making the booking, the reservation, and watch what happens. At some point in your journey, while you stay with them, they're going to let you know that you're there for the special reason, which is well above and beyond what you hired them for, which was to provide a 5-star room and board, like nice sheets, clean room, chocolates on your pillow, 2 turndown, 2 services per day of cleaning your room. All of those things are what you hired them for. But the above and beyond and the high-end experience is the, I see you as a person, an individual traveler who I get to really wow and enjoy and cherish and delight today. And that's the high-end experience, which you walk away feeling so much more nourished because they cared about you.
And it's not the sheets, although they are quite comfortable, but it's the little things. So you check in. We went into a Four Seasons and we walked in and there's a handwritten note for our kids and a little stuffed animal for each one of them. It was like a little fox or something. And there was 4 of them and they each had a little chocolate in front of them. And the note just welcoming the family to the Four Seasons. Those are the details that are just make you feel special in the moment. And that feeling is what, you know, our kids remembered it, we remembered it, and it wasn't because the sheets were really nice or the room was really nice, and it was nice, but it's the way we felt when we went there that we remembered.
And so if you're thinking, well, I can't afford to do certain things like that, I mean, we don't do a special little treat box for all of our clients either. So I don't want to sit here and make it seem like we do these custom type of things. I do aspire to have something like that in the future, but even if you're if you were the Motel 6, right, and you did something like that, you would be creating this memory, this experience, this feeling in your own way. And so there are different ways for you to do that. And it really comes down to if you wanted the clients to have a lasting feeling and a lasting impression of your firm, what would you want them to have? Would you want them to feel cared for, fought for, protected, safe, to have peace of mind? What is that? Identify what that feeling is, because our minds can go hog wild on trying to figure out, well, what is it that I need to do to create this unreasonable hospitable, I think that's the word I'm looking for, or unreasonably hospitable experience at this law firm. What do I need to do? Oh my gosh, there's so many different things I can do. Let's not go crazy with this. Let's really stay focused. What is the single word that you want someone to feel after they interact with your business? And then think through, what can I do to create an experience, to create that feeling in my company? And I think the most important thing for you to do is to let your front desk know that this is, or in your receptionist, to let your initial face of the firm people know, it is so important for you to help the client feel respected, or to help this person, every person who walks in the door, to feel like a VIP, whatever feeling you want them to have. But if you just communicate that and then ask them, what do you think that we should do in order to do that? They're going to start riffing with you and you're going to start making the clients feel that way.
And so you mentioned that we don't do a gift box for all of our clients, but to give some examples of things we do to make people feel special is when they get a green card in the mail or work permit. We used to, at the beginning, it was hand them the envelope, right? But now we've made almost an event out of it. And when able, we will surprise people. Mm-hmm. We have a gift box that is a beautiful New Frontier gift box that we reuse and we rewrap and we put
the papers.
Yeah. In the box, and we have the client open it. And that feeling of, you know, they don't know exactly what's in the box. They just know that they're here and going to open it. It makes it just a really special moment and a feeling that they will mm-hmm. remember. You had someone recently who thought she was coming in to pick up her Tupperware.
Yeah.
She had brought some ceviche for the firm, which is really sweet. And we had the washed out Tupperware. And so her papers had arrived. And Hillary had surprised her by letting her know that her Tupperware was washed and ready to be picked up. And so she came in thinking that she was doing that, and you had a whole thing ready for her.
Well, and I want to give credit where it's due. Our team did it, and it was mainly Carla who did
and
that.
I wasn't there,
yeah.
So you
Yeah, so Carla called her and told her, hey, you can come in and pick up your Tupperware. And we were there. We had her gift box all wrapped up, the normal New Frontier box. And now it's become kind of like an icon. Clients know what it looks like. And they'll say things like, oh, I can't wait to get my pretty box and things like that, because they know that their papers are going to be inside it. But what I saw was like the Tupperware sitting there and then the cute box. And I thought, we need to put her papers inside the Tupperware. And so I went into the office and kind of hid behind us. Like we had some inflated, like helium filled balloons. And I held them in front of my face. And as soon as she walked in through the door, I could see her legs. And I like lifted up the balloons. And then she saw my face and she was like so excited. And I sat her down. I said, you know, I'm not much of a chef, but I know that you made this delicious ceviche. I was out of town, so I didn't get to have any of it. But I made something super special, custom, just for you. No one else in the whole world has anything like it. I will never be able to make another one like it again. So if you don't like it, please don't tell me, because I'm not much of a cook, but will you try it? And at this point, she's like, what on earth is inside this Tupperware? And I'm kind of sliding it over to her. And then I put my hands over. I was like, please don't judge me. You may not like it, but I think that you will. And so like, we're all kind of nervously laughing at this point, because I think she really did think it was going to be like gross. She opens it up and had no idea that her work permit and her social security number were inside. And she saw it and it just took her breath away and we all cried and it was so much fun. But she'll never forget the way that she felt because of that.
And it's like any milestone, any achievement we have in life, if you don't celebrate it at that moment, like down the road, even a week later, it just becomes normal, you know, whatever that might be. You have your first first $1 million year or something like that. If you don't take a moment to celebrate it, it's just now in the past and you don't go back and celebrate it. Well, the same is true for our clients. Mm-hmm. They get their papers, whatever, you know, level of paperwork they're getting. When the moment they get it, a week later, 2 weeks later, they just have it now and it's not as special. But if you make that moment that they receive it, an incredible and special moment, they will remember that feeling that they
will.
Have.
They will. And our whole team, like, everyone starts to feel it a little bit, because that type of energy, just like when you're having kind of a crappy month and the whole team is kind of feeling it, the good vibes can also permeate through the team and how you want your clients to feel. I think I want my clients to feel secure. I want them to feel seen. I want them to feel respected and beloved and worthy. I want them most of all to feel free and like they have absolute freedom, and that the world is... everything that is good in the world is available to them. I guess I want them to have faith and belief and hope. I want them to have all of those things. So how do I do that in my firm? We actually, in this podcast, we have a cheat sheet, kind of a checklist for you for how it's 5 things that we do to ensure that our clients have a high-end experience. It's not really going to cost you anything. Some of the steps, you know, will, if you put some money behind it, really just make for fun experiences. But like putting the green card paperwork inside the Tupperware, that literally cost us nothing, but it created this forever experience. And now she calls it her lucky Tupperware. Like, this is just having fun, but also being very mindful about, we want clients to remember how they felt. They can get their green card, and I say this very lovingly, they can probably get their green card about anywhere. Like when you look, there are, 2,000 immigration law firms in the United States, something like that.
Like 17 or 18,000. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Add a zero. So like 20,000-ish immigration law firms in the United States. I, of course, have the belief and the confidence in myself that we do it the best. You know, like I really believe that we do it the best. We don't have any, I just believe that. However, there are other people who can get those clients, those documents. That is a fact, because we didn't do anything miraculous. There's nothing miraculous about going through a system that is tried and true, and you've done it for hundreds and hundreds of clients before. It is just, you figured out the system and you keep going and you do it and you do it. But making people feel incredible, making people grow their faith, not only in themselves, but in the process, in believing in themselves, and like doing generational change, life-changing work beyond just that one green card, just beyond that one life, like really changing the inside view of yourself. That's what we do. That's our secret sauce. And that is the high-end experience that I hope our clients feel and have.
Yeah, you brushed over it there, but it's important to note that the suggestions we had or the examples we just gave literally cost us nothing or mm-hmm. next to nothing. Our New Frontier box that's like this beautiful, unwrapped the bow, all that, that costs like, you know, $3 or something to make it and then reuse it each time. A lot of the things that we do to try to go just a little bit above and beyond and what we teach our staff and we try to create for our culture doesn't cost anything. So when we're saying creating a high-end experience for your client, we don't mean go out and spend a ton of money on it. We just mean take the extra time to really think through it. And it does a lot of good for your team as well. You mentioned if you're having a bad month or something, it boosts the whole team. We've all felt it or seen it in like an NBA game or an NFL game. You're watching a game and like someone makes a big play and you feel the energy shift in the direction of the other team. Hopefully you're the team you're cheering for. But, you know, the Phoenix Suns, we love going to the games, down by 21 points going into the fourth quarter. And then someone makes like a dunk and a block back to back. And next thing you know, it's a tie game. Mm-hmm. And when you feel that shift in energy, the same thing happens in the firm. You know, we're 2 weeks into a month. It's been a slow month. Somebody comes in and we do a big thing to celebrate them getting their papers. And everyone feels this electric energy throughout the building. And it can swing your whole month. And when you make a culture around these, you know, positive vibes and experiences and around the high-end experience that we create for our client, it creates a momentum and an energy within your organization.
It's fun.
It's exciting.
It makes it fun. You take the routine and you make it fun when you put feelings behind it, when you put positive feelings behind it. Otherwise, there's a sense of dread behind it.
And it didn't cost you anything, but it can actually go a really long way in, you know, in the future for you as well, because I think most firms are similar to us, but our conversion rate for referrals is much higher than our conversion rate for someone who sees our billboard or hears about us on Facebook. So when you create this experience for all of your clients, you start to create a community amongst your clients. They're more likely to recommend you to family and friends and coworkers and whoever. And when we have referrals come in, they're much more likely to hire us because they've heard about the experience we create.
And this goes back to unreasonable hospitality, where it's not customer service. I think that we should all, what Will talks about in the book is customer service is the baseline of what you've been hired for. Going back to the Four Seasons example, the Four Seasons example is I'm going to have really nice, silky, yummy sheets, whatever the brand of cotton or whatever they are, Egyptian cotton. It's going to be super clean. Someone's going to come in and clean my room twice a day. All of those things are what you're hiring. That is the customer service. That is the baseline. You should never go below that. But what we all ought to aspire for is something called hospitality, which is above and beyond. And that can cost a lot of money if you put a lot of money behind it, but it actually does cost you focus. And if you're very focused and very consistent with what your brand is, then some of that will naturally start to unfold. But that takes me to...
I love in the book when he uses the analogy, service is black and white. You do it or you don't do it, but it's just an expectation that you have a level of service. Hospitality is the color that you add to it.
Yeah. So it's like the outline and like making it come alive.
Yeah.
I love that because I think in colors like that, mm-hmm. but hospitality really does add life and beauty and texture and experience to everything that you do. I love that. I don't remember reading that in the book. So thank you. So the second reason why you should create a high-end experience, remember number three is it's the moral thing to do. But number two is your clients long for respect. And I think when I'm talking about your clients, in my mind, I'm talking to other immigration law firm owners. Our clients long for respect because they've been so discriminated and so disenfranchised for so long that, you know, if you give them respect and you give them dignity, they're longing for that, especially in a professional environment where they may not feel at home. Like, I am so thankful that I could walk into most law firms these days and feel very at home. But I remember the very first day on the job after I had graduated law school, taken the bar, all of these things, and I went up to, you know, the 10th floor, 9th floor, whatever it was, in the Bank of America building in downtown Las Vegas, working at my beautiful high-end commercial litigation job. And when it was break time, I needed to use the restroom. And I opened the door to the restroom at this law firm. And I looked around And it was like a casino, you know, like these fancy hotels that you and I, mm-hmm. we weren't staying in these fancy hotels. I walked in and I was kind of like, wow, this is so beautiful. And the first thing that I thought was, the only time I've ever been in places like this is when I was cleaning them. Like working with my mom as a kid, going into brand new houses, and we would clean the house as the final step before someone, but they would put it on the market and then sell it. And that's where I didn't have the comfort level of being in a beautiful environment because I had never gone in voluntarily. I had gone in because I had been hired to do so. So when our clients come in and you create this high-end experience for them and they feel so much respect, and you know, I tell our employees, if Joe Biden were coming into the office right now, the president of the United States is Joe Biden. I will say, if Joe Biden were coming in the office today, how would you dress? How would you prepare the office? How would you prepare a restroom? What would you do different if Joe Biden were coming in? And every time, and I mean, I always say this in a group environment because I don't ever want anybody to feel called out. Nobody likes to feel the call out. But they'll say, you'll watch the light bulb come on, or they're like, oh, well, I would have done this different, or I would have done that different, or I would have made sure that there was more toilet paper on the roll, whatever. Hmm. Because all of us, imagine if Joe Biden really were coming and doing a visit, we would have like, possibly even, we were here on Sunday. I don't know how much more work we could have gotten done, but like we would have possibly snazzed it up even a little bit more than we did. And then my follow-up question to that is, Joe Biden, nothing against President Biden, but Joe Biden has never done shit for me. But our clients are paying our bills. Our clients are literally paying my paycheck and your paycheck and your paycheck. And I say this to everybody in the room, why would you treat Joe Biden, who's a very lovely person, just fine, who's never going to do anything for you personally? Most of my staff members are in Mexico. He's truly never going to do anything for them personally. Why would you treat him any differently and more special than you would to the client who's coming in and writing, giving money, hiring the firm that eventually that currency turns into your paycheck? And everyone's like, you're right. Oh my gosh, I had never thought about it this way. And so it's important. If Joe Biden were walking in the door, you would stand up. You would greet him. You would like be so thankful. Thank you so much for coming in. It's such a pleasure to meet you. Wow, how was your day today? There would just be this whole other level. Why would we treat anybody any different than any less than we would to Joe Biden?
I think that's a great point, because when I used to work for other people, very seldom would I pause and think, I wonder where my paycheck came from, right? I just got my paycheck and it was expected because that was the agreement. I'm going to work, you're going to pay me, all is well. And I believe that a lot of times our employees don't stop and think, and this is not any fault of their own. It's, I didn't do it either, right? So to highlight that to them in the best of ways and say, hey, you know, the people coming in today are special. They're important. They're paying your paycheck. That makes a big difference when you can kind of have that mindset shift. For every employee in the company to think about it that way. I also like, I believe we mentioned it in another podcast, but when we talk about the empowerment dynamic, right, the power of TED, and you've got the two triangles and moving from the victim persecutor triangle over to the creator challenger coach triangle. And when we talk about that, and we talk about how people want to be respected, they want to feel respected. And, you know, it's just like a basic human need. We treat our clients like creators because they are. They're taking the first step in changing their life and the lives of their family, their children, their grandchildren. And when we treat them that way and we view ourselves more as the challenger or the coach who's helping them in this life change, in this journey that they're just beginning, it just creates a whole different air about how we interact with our clients rather than, and you know, not to point any fingers. I don't know that anyone out there is doing this, but I know that we used to struggle with this, is viewing our clients as victims, right? And there are certainly people who have been victims of crimes and all of that. But when we view our clients who are signing up with our company because they want to create a better life for themselves, and we view that as this beautiful thing, and they are a creator of their life, I think it allows us to it just comes with this natural air of respect that you're like, wow, this person is creating a new life for them and for their families and for their kids. And we are going to help them with it as their coach and their challenger. And when you when you have that aspect and that mindset coming in, there's just this natural underlying layer of respect.
You are just beholding the incredible person who's standing in front of you. I don't know, every single person has a different journey into the United States. Some people it was by car, some people it was by foot, some people it was, they were brought in.
My dad arrived on a bus.
Your dad arrived on a bus. And then they got here and they made a life for themselves. And all I had to do, having been born here, was basically roll out of bed and go to school every day. And I was like, oh, I don't want to go to school or whatever. We just watched this movie a million miles away. And every time I think about it, I have to clench the interior tears. But watching this, you know, documentary, a movie about this guy who was the very first Hispanic NASA astronaut, and to know that he was brought as a kid into the United States as a farm worker, picking vegetables and grapes and berries in California early in the morning, and they would go to school and they would move all around the state and then return to Michoacan. Like, that kid had to go through so very much in order to later become the first Hispanic NASA astronaut. And it's just like, the story is incredible, but you do have so much respect for people. You just did this past weekend, and we were talking about this, you did 70 people's FBI fingerprints on their fingerprint cards, and you got to see a lot of hands. And what was your remark about their hands?
Oh, it was amazing. I've truly in my life never just paused and looked at people's hands. And here I was helping people do their fingerprints over and over. And it was remarkable because I could tell what they did for a living based on just looking at their hands. And everybody there was a creator of their life, and they were hard workers, and you could see it in their hands. And it was really, really interesting.
Yeah. And we have an opportunity to not only help clients feel respected, but they long for it. And so showing them this really high-end experience and letting them have, and high-end doesn't mean expensive. So just because, you know, it doesn't mean you need to raise your rates to give someone a high-end experience. I do think that if you ever were to secret shop some of your competitors, you can go in and see what most immigration law firms look like, and it's a low vibe. So you can add some plants to your front lobby, you know, and stand up when someone walks in and greet them, and have a sincere, generous spirit of being thankful that one of the bravest people you've ever met in your life just walked in the door, and you're working for them. And all of that's going to create a really high-end experience.
And that ties in well to the third point, which it's the right thing to do. It's the moral thing to do. The people coming in are paying you for the service that you're returning. And to be able to create for them an amazing experience doesn't have to cost a lot of money. Standing up when you greet somebody, you know, looking them in the eye and shaking their hand and talking to them and remembering their name. You know, I remember years ago starting the law firm and talking about, you know, we had the idea of writing down what people drank when they came in, if they asked for a Coke or if they asked for
a tea or
a Fanta or whatever else we had on offer, and just writing that note down so that the next time they were scheduled to come in, we would know and we could say, hey, do you still want to have a Coca-Cola like last time? And that small little gesture that they would see that we remembered them. And especially as you grow and become a larger and larger company, you still want people to feel that it's a personal experience. And so by treating them with respect and by creating this high-end experience, you kind of owe it to them in a way, because they're here signing up and paying your bills. And it's just the right thing to do. You don't have to spend a ton of money on it. But treating them like the creator they are is the moral thing to do.
Treating people like a number or like a case is wrong, because it dehumanizes them. And as an attorney, you cannot advocate for a case. You can only advocate for a human. And we, you know, in law school, we're trained to contextualize facts. That's why we can advocate for someone, even if they have, let's say they have a DUI, and we still believe that they should be able to stay in the United States, is because we've been trained to see more than just the case. We've been trained to see that there are external and additional circumstances and facts that make up this complicated person who then also has a case. And so by going from this is a case and I bring on 100 new cases a month or whatever it might be, into this is why we call it our lives changed team. It's because you're helping change their life. And it's not just their immigration life, you're helping change their whole life. And if you approach it from that perspective, I wish that medicine would do this. I wish that when I went to the doctor, rather than just treating the single ailment or issue that I have come in with that day, they looked at my whole life and they looked at everything that I wanted to do. I wish that there was a way for medicine to totally change and treat me as an entire human. But we get to do that every day in our law firms. We can treat people and go deeper in the relationship than the surface of this is a case into this is a relationship that I'm going to have with this client for 10 plus years. And yes, they're paying your bills. And so you owe it to them to go above and beyond. But you also just on a human level, when you're really wanting to do generational changing work, when you're really wanting to change lives, it is the just, compassionate, moral thing to do is to create a wonderful high-end experience for clients.
And we know the court treats them like a number and will, and that's how the court functions. So be the place that when they go, they feel human, they feel respected, they feel welcome. Create that. And you will be remembered for the way you made your clients feel, which will in turn pay dividends into your law firm down the road.
And it's going to make you feel good about owning your business. My friends, thank you so much for joining us. Go to the, the link caption for your podcast, wherever you listen, and you can click to download our checklist for creating a high-end experience in your law firm. And let us know, what do you think? Which one of our little things that we're talked about today, whether it was to help people remember how they felt, people will remember how they felt in your firm, whether it was that your clients are longing for respect and this is how you're going to show them respect, and really just plugging into the morality of going above and beyond, going beyond customer service and just doing the bare minimum of what someone hired you to do, and instead also providing them with an exceptional, unreasonably hospitable experience. Thanks for joining.
Yep,
have a good one.
See you next time.